How hopeful do you feel about 2026? Okay, that's quiet. We've had two services so far where there's a bit of noise, but that's quiet. Now, I think you can judge how hopeful the mood and the culture is by the type of films we're going to have coming out in the cinema in 2026. So, coming out in the cinema in January, first off, we're being offered 28 Years Later Part 2. Which, if you don't know, is the UK mainland is ruled by zombies. And the opening line of the trailer says, "Trying to predict the future is a discouraging, hazardous occupation. In fact, the future might not exist at all." Well, if that's not enough end of the world theme for you, there's the hundreds of millions of pounds worth of Avengers Doomsday. You might think, by this stage in Marvel Avengers, haven't they kind of done everything there is to do? No, they have not. They say this time, they're promising a universal level threat. And if that's all a bit sinister and dark, at least we have to look forward to Toy Story 5, which deals with the existential threat of tech replacing toys, as Bonnie, the little girl, swaps Buzz Lightyear and Woody for an iPad. Talk about a meaning crisis. The mood is bleak. The theme is survival. 2026 is coming. Where will you look for help in the coming year? And to be fair to those films, our newspapers and news channels are full of things like this. We laugh at Toy Story, but we're constantly told stories of the future of AI and what that might mean for some of our job security. We see wars that just keep on going and going. We see increasing political instability and unrest. And there is a part of me that likes January. I kind of like the fresh start and the 5K and the New Year's resolutions and that kind of thing. But on a personal level, January can feel dark. And, you know, the Christmas fun is over. You've got that kind of back to school feeling in your tummy. And after the New Year's Day, there's 92 days until the next bank holiday. And you think, oh, what's the point of the next 92 days? What's going on? What's the point? Well, before too long, you get that Christmas credit card bill come through the post and you think, okay, got to earn some money back. That's the point. But for what? January feels dark, but also January is dark. We can look forward to 8 hours natural light a day. More seriously, though, statistically, it would be the month that people say they feel loneliest. Again, statistically, it would be the month in the UK from a perspective of mental health that our anxiety and stress levels tend to peak. January is dark. January can feel hard, can't it? That's not to mention the painful experiences unique to each of us. So to ask us a personal question for the moment, can I ask you, when the darkness comes, where will you look for help? We need help. Some of the things we can try, I've tried lots of them. We could try keeping busy with our New Year's resolutions, really locking in with work, kind of hustling through. But if you try that for long, I kind of feel it leaves a sense of angstiness, a restlessness that comes with it. We could try escapism. The cinema doesn't sound like the most relaxing option. But Netflix and a scented candle could do us through January. Or maybe money will fix the problem a bit. So throw money at the problem. January sales. Or my personal favourite, winter sun. Flying off winter sun. But sounds lovely. But of course, flying off with escapism. The gravity of reality does bring us back down after too long. As fun as it is, it's only ever a short-term tactic. There is quite a lot to be said for optimism. There's a lot to be said for looking on the bright side of life, maybe going through the day with a general attitude of gratitude, thankfulness. I know is one that many of us will aspire to. But there are points when we need more help than an optimistic perspective. The worst moment of my last year was rushing to A&E with my little daughter. She'd had an accident, sitting by the bedside, helplessly waiting on the doctors to tell me how bad the damage had been and how much operating she needed to have. I was trying to keep positive, and I had really supportive friends and family on WhatsApp. But in that kind of dark moment of suffering, I need more help than that. I need more light and life than that. So let me ask us, who knows what 2026 will throw at us? Some moments be great, some moments be really hard. Where will you look for help in the coming year? Well, this Christmas, I would love to offer you Jesus to give you help, because Jesus is a light that can shine into any darkness. Pick up, please, your handouts. Turn to page 9 to see where the Bible tells us that. And page 9, and halfway down, little number 4, verse 4. page 9, and then a little number 4. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So the coming year might feel dark, mentally, emotionally, financially, but Christmas is not a moment of escapism from these dark realities we live in. The good news of Christmas, it says here, is that Christmas happens in the darkness. God sent his son Jesus Christ into the darkness of the world to give light, because he is light. A light in the darkness, of course, something we celebrate at Christmas every year. These wonderful lights in the building here today or down Regent Street, light is a theme of Christmas. And what is this darkness in the world? Well, in one sense, it's obvious. I think we'd all know it's the suffering and the sickness, the grief of the world. It's the way that if you stopped anyone on the street for long enough and had a chat with them, looked for long enough, they'd probably tell you a heartbreaking personal story. But there's something else about this darkness that I think is uncomfortable too. Is that if we hold up a mirror to ourselves in this darkness, to ourselves in that light, we'd find it's a dark mirror. And there's a darkness inside us. I'm sure we can all be honest and say this year's brought out some of the best in us, but also some of the worst and some of what we're most ashamed of. In a dark world, if we're honest, I think there's a darkness inside us too. Sin means death, and darkness have a hold on us, a grip. And the dark is a scary place to be left in. Well, the good news of Christmas that offers great joy for all the people is that God sees the darkness of the world. He sees the darkness inside us, and he doesn't cringe away from us in disgust. Instead, God enters our world to be the light in the dark. That's who he is. That's what he is. Light and life. Like in a dark room, the Christmas tree lights, that comforting warm light at home. But Jesus is a sourceful, comforting, life-giving, spiritual life and light. So that's why, if you know the story of Jesus and what he was like when this baby grew up to be a man, he was never afraid to go into the dark. Jesus saw darkness in the world. He saw oppression. He saw sickness. He saw death. He saw lives that were a total mess. He even saw the darkness of sin inside us. He was never afraid to go in there, because there was no darkness in him, only light and life. Verse 4, in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. And that's why when that baby born in the manger grew up to be the man who was unjustly put to death on the cross, verse 5 is true. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So the darkness of sin and death swallowed Jesus on the cross. He entered the darkness of death itself. But then he blew a hole out of the back of it. He was resurrected back to life. Darkness and death had no hold on him because he was innocent. He's life. He is light. He is alive. What it means is that, yes, we all have to go through dark times, but in the midst of it all, we have hope. We have a God who's defeated the darkness at the cross. We have a God who joins us in our darkness and who promises he'll lead us out. Jesus gives a light that can shine into any darkness, a hope that can face anything. It can face the darkness of our search for meaning, our kind of lurking question of what's the point, what's the meaning of it all. Well, Jesus is a source of life. So come to him with your questions to set your direction towards what's good and light and life-filled. Jesus' hope can face the darkness of our painful experiences. Yes, being in a dark room can feel scary, but if you've got a light with you, that gives comfort. Having Jesus in your life is having the presence of spiritual light with you in the darkness, which gives spiritual comfort. Promise of spiritual life in the future, which gives you hope. And that was very real for me this year when I was sitting at my little daughter's hospital bedside. Helpless myself to control anything, helpless to change anything, helpless to fix it or protect her, having a very strong stress response myself. Now, she's made a really good recovery since, but I'm thankful that in that moment of darkness, I had the light of Christ with me. I was on my own, but I knew I wasn't alone. I knew that he was with me, a presence to comfort me, to be in it with me. I was weak, but I knew I could pray to him who's strong. I could honestly and with no filter kind of pour out my heart and emotions of anger and confusion and surprise and shock. I knew that he was listening to me, that he was for me. And that light gave me the strength to just keep going, hour by hour, day by day. So let me ask you, will you put your hope in the light of Christ? Let me tell you about a friend of mine who 2 years ago, she wouldn't have called herself a Christian believer, but has now done that. She said, and let me quote her, she doesn't mind. She said, "I was in a dark place. My life was a real big mess." She then met a Christian who invited her to a carol service here at All Souls 2 years ago. And when she was invited, her instinct was to say, quote, "I didn't believe in it. I didn't belong. It wasn't for me." But she came anyway, and she said coming moved her deeply. She said, "Somehow I ended up going to church a bit more in January. I needed to be there. I was getting better. I was crying more in there. It was my safe place to heal." And she said that slowly stepping into faith was my way of setting a new journey. "I swear I'll never go down that dark road again. I know Jesus is guiding me. He has plans for me. I believe in God. I believe in the Bible and that there is a path for everyone on earth. I am asking for forgiveness." You don't have to be alone. You don't have to face crisis by yourself. It's at the point of knowing you are in a dark place and your life is in a mess that we realize we need a hope and a help that's stronger than us, stronger than looking on the bright side, stronger than being optimistic, stronger than escapism. Jesus is a light that can face any darkness. It's not a hope inside of yourself. It's a hope inside of himself. So it's not weak, it's strong, stronger than the grave, because he is light and life, he is resurrected. So, will you put your hope in the light of Christ? A bit like when someone turns the lights on first thing in the morning and you've been in the dark, it can feel a bit of an uncomfortable, even painful thing to do at first. It'd be uncomfortable being honest about the darkness of this world, the darkness inside yourself. It is humbling to admit we need help. But imagine with me as we close the difference it would make to how hopeful you felt about the future if you tied your hope to the light and life of Jesus Christ. How it gives you meaning, purpose, direction for your life. And how that would see you through the ups and downs come what may this year. Because in him was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness has not overcome it.